Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I was trying to think of moments that it reminded me of. And, you know, like there was TJ Oshie in the Olympics, remember, in that shootout at the end. And it wasn't quite that. Like, that was playing for your country. That was the whole thing. This is an exhibition game in the middle of the season. But it had that same kind of drama. It had that same kind of, oh, boy, there's another one by Schwarber. When he hit those three home runs, that was awesome. That was awesome. And, yeah. Oh, by the way, I meant to say this during the crossover. The reason why Kyle Schwarber's not here anymore, I don't even want to say this. It's depressing to even say. The reason why Kyle Schwarber's not here anymore is Tristan Cassis. That's the reason why they got rid of, why they moved on from Schwarber. He was blocking Tristan Cassis. That's the reason. Isn't that just upsetting, though?
I mean, there were a couple of routes that Schwarber could have gone that didn't have to be first base.
No.
They could have made room for him.
They weren't going to. You know, like, it just, that was the reason. He was their first baseman, and they had a first baseman. We can't keep this guy. What, are we going to give him a big contract? No. We're all set at first base. We got the first baseman of the future, and that's what they did. And that's the way it went. Sorry. I mean, that's why he's not a Red Sox anymore. Either way. Take that for what it's worth. Schwarber has been tremendous for the Philadelphia Phillies. He was tremendous last night in that All-Star game. And that format at the end, that should be the home run derby. I mean, there's no question about it. That was fun. Watching them go swing for swing, knowing that there wasn't a clock, knowing that they didn't have to hurry up and get ready for the next one. Like, you know, it's just that's what it should be. That's what the home run derby should be. It should be guys up there with a certain amount of swings, no clock. I know there's a clock in actual baseball now, but this isn't actual baseball. This is a home run derby, okay? That's what it should look like. Other than that, good game. Very good game. You had a big comeback. It was like a Red Sox game. You know, you had a team get down early, big comeback. Brent Rooker with that big home run, that big three-run jack there late in the game in the seventh. Aroldis Chapman with a nice inning there. I thought that was a good game. That was a good product last night. Much, much better than the Derby. The Derby was a good, you know, home run show, but it was just shot so badly and the broadcast was so bad that it took a lot away from it. I thought the broadcast, I thought everything about last night was pretty good.
It was just, it kind of felt like sort of a nostalgic kind of thing where you remember the past couple of years, they were all in one uniform, but
right,
it was back to that old school tradition where the AL wore the away jerseys, the NL wore the home jerseys, only modifications came on the cap, and it was a good close game, as you said. It kind of did feel nostalgic.
Can I tell you that jersey thing made such a big difference? Oh, did that make such a big difference watching that game, watching the All-Star game? And here's the guy from the Red Sox, and here's a guy from the Yankees, and here's the guy from the Dodgers, and they're wearing their uniforms instead of some crappy, poorly designed, cash-grab, bullcrap jersey that they're just trying to sell to kids. No one buys anyway. When does anyone ever buy, like, an All-Star jersey? You know, I never see anybody wearing those. it's just they're not, you know, they're it's just, ah, here's a new one this year. It's like Madden or The Show, you know, one of the video games. You got to buy this one because it's this year's version of it. Like, no, just go back to the uniforms. That's what it should look like. And that's what the NBA should do that, too, by the way.
My biggest problem when it comes to this All-Star stuff is, like, overthinking stuff. Like, the simplest of things makes so much of a difference.
Yeah, it really does. And it being a good game, the nostalgia I really liked. I liked that Hank Aaron thing. I went back and watched that Hank Aaron. That was awesome.
That was maybe the best thing baseball's done the past year.
That was a tremendous tribute to him. I thought Ludacris and Jermaine Dupri were very good, doing Welcome to Atlanta to open the show. I thought that was, all in all, a great night for baseball. I really did. I think that was a very, very good night for baseball. I think that may be the best All-Star anything of the year, right? The NBA All-Star game was terrible.
Do we count Four Nations, the Four Nations face-off?
I guess Four Nations is pretty good. But I don't know if
but specifically All-Star, absolutely.
Because that was technically was the All-Star game.
Yeah, it blows the NBA and the Pro Bowl right out of the water.
Yeah, it does. And normally the NHL All-Star game, too, when it's not Four Nations. Because you're right, Four Nations are good. I was annoyed that the Bruins lost Charlie McAvoy in the middle of that thing, and then he got all sick in the hospital. Like, that all pissed me off. But, yeah, that was good drama for sure. But that also was something a little bit different from your, like, that wasn't the all, Leon Draisaitl wasn't playing. Like, you know what I mean? Unless you were from one of those four countries, you weren't playing. So that wasn't really an all-star game. You know, like that, I differentiate those a little bit. In terms of just the league and the all-star game, that was the best one, maybe in a few years, what you saw last night with Major League Baseball. And I think that that's good. I mean, I was talking about this yesterday. Baseball, you know, this is going to upset the haters a lot, but baseball is doing better. Baseball is recovering. Baseball is now a sport on the rise. Is it a growth industry the way, you know, pickleball is or something? I'd say probably not, but it is definitely on the rise. It's definitely trending in the right direction. And I think that is a testament to a lot of different things.
Yay, baseball.
Yay, baseball, Rob Bradford. Mainly, it's a testament to Rob Bradford and his Baseball Isn't Boring campaign. Because prior to that, you know, I thought baseball was kind of boring. And then Bradford came along and said, no, you know, actually it's not. And I said, you're right. You're right, Bradford. Damn you. But yeah, that's...
Baseball isn't boring.
No, it is not. And that was not boring last night either. That was awesome. The end of that was awesome. You were glued to your screen if you were watching that. And then Junior Caminero came out and was dongless, which was unfortunate. I wanted to see that thing keep going. I wanted it to go all night. I wanted them to keep going back and forth all night. I just was like, this is awesome. This is great.
It was funny to see the jokes of like, oh, the AL had this great chance, and they don't send up Judge and Raleigh and Caminero, whoever.
Well, all those guys had gone home by then, right? Like, didn't they say that Ohtani and Judge and everybody had already left? They've been there all week.
Something like that. But, of course, the joke is like, of course Aaron Boone fumbles the bag.
True. Very good point. And, yeah, you know, if you're going to have one of those, sort of like in, you know, in a hockey shootout, you want your best guys out there. You want your best shooters out there. They didn't have their best home run hitters up there. Rooker ended up, you know, he was in the Derby. He had a good showing in the Derby. He had a home run in the game, and he had two of them, right? He had two in the dong off. Very good week for Brent Rooker from a dong perspective. You got to admit that.
Too bad he's stuck in Sacramento.
That's a shame. Yeah, Cal Raleigh, of course, the Lord of the Dongs. As he is the leader in the entire league, and he also won the Derby, but also a very strong dong showing there from Brent Rooker as well, over in Sacramento with the Sacramento A's. A guy in Rooker who last year, I remember the Red Sox, there was talk about maybe going after Rooker. I don't think that's happening now, just because the outfield is all jammed up as it is. But yeah, good player, fun guy, like. Personality. I think you saw a lot of personality on display yesterday.
It's funny how when you look back on it, like maybe weeks or months later, like some guys who were in the All-Star game, you had no idea, turn out to be like guys you fall in love with. Like, yeah. I think Cal Raleigh boosted his image as if it wasn't already. Guys like Brent Rooker and just sort of those low-level guys who aren't the Aaron Judges and Shohei Ohtanis of the world.
Yeah. Aaron Judge is probably going to be the MVP of the league here unless Raleigh passes him. That's possible, I guess. You know, with Bobby Witt and Jeremy Pena and, you know, who knows? Maybe Sadan Rafaela keeps swinging his way into that conversation. But it's going to be a fun award season this year, too. There's a lot of good, fun, young talent in the league right now. And while there are household names, there's more that are sort of emerging, like Raleigh and some of these other guys. You're right. And that's good. That's all good news for baseball. It absolutely is. It's good news for baseball.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
As for the Boston Red Sox, the harsh reality of a second half is going to begin for them not today, not tomorrow, but Friday. And it is going to start right away. I mean, they are going to be right.
You're talking right away, Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon. That's right. 2 o'clock game or 2:20 game at Wrigley Field against Chicago. Colin Ray, who's 7-3, going up against Giolito, who's been pitching his ass off lately. And we are going to see if this Red Sox team can do what last year's Red Sox team could not do. And really every team of the last 4 years other than 2021 could not do. And that is keep it together in the second half. And it's not really the second half. It's like the last third of the season, just August and September. Can you keep it together down the stretch? Can you stay in the race? Can you stay in the hunt? Can you stay competitive? I don't think it's fair to expect the Red Sox to play the way they've been playing for the rest of the year, okay, over these last 2 weeks, on this 10-game win streak, the way that they just power-bombed the Colorado Rockies and power-bombed the Nationals. And then, you know, it wasn't quite the same dismantling of the Tampa Bay Rays, but a sweep's a sweep. You know, I mean, they've been steamrolling everyone. They have not slowed down at all. And then you get this break. Then you get this all-star break, which was good for baseball, but was it good for the Red Sox? I'm worried it was not. I'm worried this was the worst possible time to have a break for the Red Sox. And I know, oh, RK, you're just being, you know, what are you worrying about? I'm worrying that this is a problem that goes deeper than just the guys on the field. I'm worried that this is a problem that the team doesn't know how to address completely. I can give them suggestions on how to address it. One big one, don't shy away at the deadline. Do not look at Bregman and Yoshida and maybe Tanner Houck as guys that you're going to be acquiring or have acquired, and that's basically like making a trade. No, I don't want to hear that. I think we all know what the holes in this team's roster are. We all know where they are. We don't need to go through them. We've been giving you names all week. Yesterday, Gordo and Sammy were in here. We're throwing all sorts of names around of pitchers to trade for, and we can even do some more of that tonight. In fact, we will do some more of that tonight later on in the show. But the question I think that I'd really like to know is, has upper management, has the front office, have all of those people decided already that it's time to invest? Or are they still waiting to see? Are they waiting to see how these next 9 games goes? Because I've got news for you here, Red Sox fans. If they're waiting to see how these next 9 games go, then that means they're already leaning towards not spending. Just think about it. Why would they wait? What are you waiting for? It's nothing to wait for. You've won 10 straight. It's the all-star break. You got 2 weeks, and then it's the trade deadline. Now is when you have to start making calls. Now is when you have to start gauging interest. Now is when, if you're trying to, you know, get something done here with the Padres, you get the Padres on the phone, and you start working out, all right, what do you want for Jaren Duran? What can we have? What are you willing to give? All that stuff, you know, you start negotiating.
So I'll just point this out, that when they started the second half last year, the first series with the Dodgers, their record was 53-43.
Ten games over 500. They're not even that good right now. They're only 8 games over 500.
And then when they got to the deadline, which was during the Seattle series, they were 56-51, 57-51. So they had lost ground in what they were.
So they were 10 games over, and by the deadline, they were only 4 or 5 games over.
Yeah, so okay. they kind of declined, which could be a sign to Craig Breslow, or at least that time was, okay, maybe we can buy, but we don't have to make the big splash. Same thing could happen here. Red Sox could sort of get into that range where they're still only 8 games or whatever, or they get to maybe 5 games over 500, and Breslow takes the same path, unless, you know, he's actually truthful in what he's saying, that, like, he does want to invest in this team.
Mm-hmm. And you should want to invest in this team. If you are Craig Breslow, if you're John Henry, if you're, you know, Theo Epstein or anybody else, Sam Kennedy, that should not even be a question. At this point, that should not be a question. Yes, we're investing. Yes, we are going to be aggressive at the deadline. Yes, even if we have a couple of rough games here against Chicago and Philly and the Dodgers. And listen, I'm expecting them to. I'm expecting these 9 games to not go great. All right? I don't think they're going to go 7-2. I don't think they're going to go 6-3. I think 5-4 would be great. Like, honestly, if they can go, if they can be stay above 500 through this thing, if they can go 5-4 and come out on the other side 58-49, picking up again 9 games over 500, great. I'd consider that a major victory. If they go 4-5, fine. If they go 3-6, fine. If they go 2-7, 1-8, or 0-9, then okay. We can maybe have that conversation. But it has to be that bad. And it has to look, it has to, a lot of things are going to have to happen. Number one, in those 9 games, Sadon Rafaela cannot get a hit, okay? Because if he continues to hit, then I'm going to say that guy, you're investing in this team because of that guy. Romy Gonzalez, Abraham Toro, Rob Refsnyder, go around Alex Bregman, Carlos Narvaez. If any of those guys are still hitting, unless they all go in the tank at the same time, if any of them are still hitting, I want you to invest. Aroldis Chapman blows a couple of saves. Okay. And honestly, you know, you look at his stats the last 10 years. He's not had a year like this since 2016. He's not had anything close to this since 2016. So maybe that's a guy who's going to come back to earth a little bit too. The question is, does the team believe? And when I say the team, I don't mean the team in the clubhouse. I think they believe. Does John Henry believe? Does Sam Kennedy believe? Does Craig Breslow believe? I think he does. I think Craig Breslow right now is strutting around there feeling pretty good about himself, as he should. But it can all be taken away just like that. It's a thin line between people loving you and hating you, Craig.
Take that, mortal humans.
It's true. All right? You can't terminate your way through through all of this with the, if the big guy's not letting you spend. And if he's not letting you go out there and really go for it at the deadline, which I think they will do and I think they should do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.